What up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. It ain't Friday today, so you know what that means. I got a little something extra for you today, a little early. We got ourselves a mini-sode today, and I'm trying something new. And actually, it's not even new now. It's been like a month or so where I drop a little something, okay? So what is happening is every Thursday, I drop a mini-sode on the potty. And it's actually going to be like a segment from the full episode, which you will hear tomorrow. So think of it as like a little audible appetizer, if you will, appetizer, whatever you want to call it. So today, your audible boo thing has another fun game to share with you, where DJ Hey Cousin and I play a game that I have named Unlyrical, at least for now. So we might change that name, actually. Feel free to Google those lyrics and read along if you want to. That'd be fun. And thank you so much for listening and hanging out with me a day earlier. Let's have some fun. Also, guys, to support this podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments directly under the episodes that you're listening to. Without further ado, Unlyrical. Maybe. Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Let's play a game I like to call Unlyrical. I just made it up. I don't even know if it's good.
Oh, wow. Is that a real word? Doesn't matter.
Nope. So I have no idea why I named it that, but here we are. I actually might change it in the future. I don't know.
We'll see.
So what we do is we're going to read the lyrics to a song, but we're going to change the tone of it. So DJ Hey Cousin, here's the thing. You can pick your own song, but it doesn't. And it needs to be a well-known song, obviously. But I get to choose the tone that you read it in. Mm. Okay. It might be creepy. It might be calming. It might be whatever, you know. Yeah. You ready for this?
Okay.
All right, cool. So we'll just go ahead, take a second. You can choose your song. And then I will choose my song, and you will also get to choose my tone. Sound fun? He is already looking for it, y'all.
All right.
He already looking. We'll be back in 30,000 minutes. All right, so DJ Hey Cousin has chosen his song. He's going to tell us, and then I'm going to give you the tone of how I want you to read these lyrics. No singing, no rapping, just reciting them is what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the song that you chose?
My song chosen is Careless Whisper by George Michael.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
I chose the same song.
Are you serious?
No, you stupid bitch. Oh, you almost looked upset that we really didn't choose the same song. Oh, that was funny. Okay, I'm sorry. That was hilarious. All right, so no, I didn't choose that. Also, interesting choice. Okay. Let me see the lyrics. Because, like, I think I know the song, but I need to see it so I know what to go here. Okay. I want you to read this in, like, a creepy stalker kind of way.
Creepy stalker way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Careless Whisper, George Michael, Creepy Stalker. Let's see how this sounds.
I'm going to sing the main part.
I'm going to sit back so I'm not on the mic because I feel like I'm going to laugh. I don't want to be all loud.
All right, you say Creepy Stalker?
Yeah.
All right.
I want you to creep somebody out with this.
Tonight, the music seems so loud. I wish that we could lose this crowd. Maybe it's better this way. We'd hurt each other with the things we want to say. We could have been so good together. We could have lived this dance forever. But now, who's gonna dance with me? Please stay. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feeling? I got no rhythm.
Creepy. Now you're starting to try to have sex with people. Do you think creepy is sexy?
It's a fine line. I know you're not the fool.
Stop.
That's enough? Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Okay, I'm done.
That was so fucking... Why are you trying to turn people on? What was that? Also, you damn near ate the microphone. It was inside of your mouth.
Yeah, it was a little bit. Yeah, my bottom lip.
First of all, no one told you to impersonate Shannon Sharp in that shit. That was weird.
That was, hey, man.
Okay.
I didn't mean to, but it just came out of me.
That's what she said.
Yep. Okay. Now, what's yours?
My song is Touch It by Busta Rhymes.
Okay, let me see. Which party you go to? Okay, all right, let me think.
I haven't decided. I mean, I kind of know, but, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, do it like you're crying. Like you just got done crying.
Oh, my God. Like I just got dumped or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's going to be interesting. Yo, listeners, if you got your phones, you can join on in. Read the lyrics. Okay. That is... okay. All right, I'm sad now.
You're sad, yeah.
All right.
You just got dumped.
Touch it. Bring it. Babe. Watch it. Turn it. Leave it. Stop. Format it. Get low, bus. Who'll be the king of the south? Bust a bus back to just put a lock on the town. A lot of niggas be coming from miles around. See, they be coming because they know how the God get down. Turn it up.
Okay. It's pretty fucking sad.
I mean, it was dramatic and theatrical.
That was theatrical. You were more theatrical than sad.
Well, you were horny, so
other than that's creepy as fuck.
Yo, I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're definitely gonna bring that back. Maybe next time we'll choose each other's songs.
Yeah. let us know how y'all like those, and we'll see. We'll see if we can scoop up some more, something like that.
That's
right?
Crazy. I remember I got the idea from, I've seen it on a lot of things, actually. But most recently, The Bird Show did it.
Ah.
And they did it where the assignment was to take a paragraph from, like, this fairy porn stuff that a few of the co-hosts are really into.
Said that shit hella casually.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. If you listen to the show, then you know. It's like, it's our thing. Acorda, what is, I don't know, something about fairies and porn, I don't know. Anyways, the assignment was to read that in like a calming tone, like on the calming app.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh, this is here, and we, you know, that shit. And so at some point, I don't know what happened, but Tommy just, you know, he did what he does, and he read some creepy, like, not, it wasn't creepy, but he was reading. He did the exact assignment.
Yeah.
But he read it as like a man, right?
Yeah.
But he's reading a sex scene with who was a woman having sex with another man. And so it was so funny because he was super into it. He nailed it. And then, like, everybody's reaction to it was hilarious because they were like, what the fuck? Like,
what is happening? Wow.
It's really funny. So I was
That's a lot.
Yeah. I was like, let's see. So that might be fun. Maybe we'll find some sex scenes from, like, some old Zane books.
Oh, my God.
Remember Zane back in the day? Yes, he used to pass those around?
Yes, I recall.
In high school?
Yes, I recall.
Find some Jerome. What's his name? What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Remember the, there was a Showtime show that was like Zane Chronicles.
Zane Chronicles.
And it was some of his stuff,
or
her stuff, whoever Zane is.
I tell you what, this is definitely one of those videos that we can do a lot once we get the studio up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get this video up and see the awkwardness of.
Oh, there's a lot of awkward stuff you're going to see.
Oh, yeah.
Once the studio's up and running. It's going to be so awkward. It's going to be great.
Motherfucking facts. Coming up next, this man stole something many of us pay good money for.
Yeah. Love.
Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so that was fun. We are definitely going to bring that one back. If you actually have some songs that you want us to do, send those in via email, or you can DM me. All that information is down below in the show notes, along with my social media. That's all there. I've included my Linktree, which has both of ours, DJ Hey Cousin and mine, our most used social media platforms. We got our Instagram, our TikTok, our email address. It's all down there below. Okay, so DM me. So subscribe to this podcast and download your favorite episodes and share with a friend, because I would really appreciate it. Because if you guys left some amazing positive reviews and ratings, guess what that does? That helps my podcast grow. And that smells like success. Once again, I'm your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. The only difference between relaxation and boredom is enjoyment. Just a random thought that attacked my brain cells before I go to sleep at night. Anyway, stay positive out there. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, which I hope is tomorrow for the full episode. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana y mañana. That's next week and tomorrow in Spanish. Okay.